Though the compromise budget that passed the House and Senate is markedly different than the one he proposed in February, Governor John Kasich says he's happy with it. But he says the phased-in income tax cuts of 8.5%, 9%, and 10%, and the 50% tax cut for small businesses, along with the 0.25% increase in the state sales tax, are not enough.
We intend to emphasize incentives for those who take risks, those who create jobs, and for those who work. And we believe that that consumption being rewarded is not the smartest economic policy because our economic policy is designed to grow jobs.
Kasich spoke to reporters at the governor's residence, along with House Speaker Bill Batchelder and Senate President Keith Faber. And as the three Republican leaders sat together and shared a microphone, the visual suggested that they'd been working together all along, though Batchelder and Faber stripped from Kasich's budget a lowering and an expansion of the state sales tax, his tax increase on big oil and natural gas drillers, and his proposed Medicaid expansion. On that last note, Batchelder said, stay tuned.
We are down the road much farther than we are prepared to discuss.
A few minutes later, the speaker was more specific.
Medicaid, in my opinion, will come, and it will come this year.
And Faber added, there's a lot going on with Medicaid in the budget without the expansion.
While there could be a lot of discussion about adding another 250,000 Ohioans to the Medicaid rolls, and we're going to have that discussion going forward, don't forget that this budget is essentially funding 231,000 more Ohioans anticipated on Medicaid now.
Kasich says he has a commitment from Batchelder and Faber that the tax cutting is not over yet. Kasich has been clear in his dislike for the state income tax, and sales taxes could be a vehicle to pay for another cut. No Democratic state lawmaker voted for the budget. Among the Democrats criticizing it is Cuyahoga County Executive Ed Fitzgerald, the party's likely nominee to run against Kasich next year.
This budget is just a train wreck for the middle class. What you're seeing happening is you're seeing income tax for the very wealthiest people in the state being paid for by really increasing the tax burden overall on the middle class and the poor.
Also blasting the budget is the progressive think tank Innovation Ohio. Dale Butland cites an analysis from The Plain Dealer, which says the tax cuts in the budget would save 80% of Ohio's small businesses around $400 a year. Not enough, he says, to create even one job.
In terms of multiplier effect, you're talking about less than $400 a year, please. This is just another giveaway to the wealthiest Ohioans at the expense of the rest of us.
Kasich says most of those who are criticizing the budget are those who, in his words, delivered us an $8 billion hole when we came in. Kasich has the power to cross out budget items, but he will not tip his hand as to what he might be considering, even when asked about whether he'll use the line item veto on abortion-related measures in the budget. Those include a last-minute addition that requires a doctor inform a woman seeking an abortion of the presence of a fetal heartbeat. On that, Kasich said, quoting him here, "Keep in mind that I'm pro-life." Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau. On that, Kasich said, quoting here, "Keep in mind that I'm pro-life." Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.